The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Thank you for tuning in to my show, and I'm grateful to deliver this weekly dose of updates and tips on the real estate market. We've got Pointing You Home now. Right after that, our Senior Solutions sections of the show. You can listen to either of those by searching online, or you can go to Spotify or iHeartRadio and search Pointing You Home or Senior Solutions. Again, Google us, Eric Stewart Group Radio, if you just want to listen to us on your computer.
Not free. On the ceiling if you want me.
Do you know there are three ways I think the housing market is going to surprise all of us in the next year? Okay, so what specifically do I think? I think housing affordability will actually improve because I think interest rates are going to continue to stay low and maybe even go lower. And I'm not basing this just on something off the top of my head, but it's this global retraction that's going on where buyers are buying our bonds, forcing the 10-year treasury down. We could well see 3.2% interest rates fixed, which is going to provide a whole nother refi boom for all of the lenders out there and also save the average purchaser, you know, hundreds of dollars on a monthly basis on their mortgage, which then enables folks to either kill the debt that they're borrowing or borrow more and put themselves deeper into debt. Depends on what their preference is. Another way is non-qualified mortgages are going to evolve this year, something that I haven't seen for a while. And again, non-qualified mortgages would be, if you go back to 2014, the government-sponsored enterprises of Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae had policies that were enacted so that you had to qualify with very specific requirements. There are going to be a lot of other kinds of mortgages coming in, including subprime mortgages, but called something differently. In fact, subprime mortgages have really ticked up over the last few years. Those are for borrowers who have less than perfect credit scores. Some of the issues that I see now are whether we're going to see 100% financing come back in. You know, it's now actually as an 80-20. I had a lender come to my office and present to our team this past week that a borrower could borrow 80% at 3.5% interest rate, but borrow the other 20%, so thereby making 100%. As long as they had a 720 credit score, they could borrow 100% of the money necessary to purchase a home. The other 20% would be at prime plus 1.25. Prime is at 4.75 currently. Add 1.25 to that, you're at 6% on the other 20%. So you could borrow up to $925,000, 100% financing, borrowing the 80% with a traditional mortgage, the 20% on a non-fixed interest-only mortgage, and buy something without any skin in the game. Hello? Okay? You want to buy. I mean, this is so early in the process. It's kind of like go back to 2003. And back in 2003, we initially saw this kind of product coming in where you could put down nothing, 2%, 3%. Now, there are heavier restrictions to provide evidence of income and those kinds of things. I think that this is going to stimulate market values and it's going to stimulate the growth of the market for borrowers who would prefer, maybe they've got great income, but not that much cash. If that's you and you want more information, call me and I'll get you the information on that lender. 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. That's 800-900-9104. If you just want to submit an email, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Number three would be all the gig economy workers. We'll be driving a new wave of purchasing. Now, gig economy is a way to describe all of the folks who are working in tangential ways, not in the traditional way. They may be doing some work with Uber. They might be freelancing at Upwork. They might have a job at a restaurant. They might, you know, might spend 6 hours at one job and then do Uber for 2 hours just to supplement their income. So this is the gig economy. It's driven through the online purchase and sale of services and otherwise. So there are going to be more of those who will be able to purchase because this is now becoming regular. And some 36% of workers are part of the gig economy now, and they work multiple jobs. So big influence there.
It's a big job just getting by. 9 kids and a wife. I've been a working man dang near all my life. I'll be working.
Zillow, folks, I got to tell you, I just could not be more disappointed with this company. This is a company that most people will go to get a sense of the value of their home. But get this, Zillow changes their rules consistently, and now some of our listings don't even show up on Zillow. They're so unreliable as a company to be able to see our listings that we're calling our clients and telling them, hey, don't rely on Zillow for information. Buyers are actually going to other sources now more so than Zillow. So just an FYI. Was out last week, took a listing in Oak Hill. This is right on the edge of Herndon, but actually in Oak Hill. Toll Brothers, Savoy model, absolutely stunning. 4,300 square foot above grade, full basement. The property is beautiful. Just under $1.2 million will be coming up in Oakton High School District. Out on appointments this past week in Alexandria, took a listing in Mount Vernon, Manassas, and in Washington, D.C., Southwest, have a really cool contemporary townhome apartment. Just sold a property on Woodley Road in Northwest that we're settling on next week. And then in Maryland, Bethesda, Chevy, Potomac, Rockville, Durwood, Gaithersburg, Laytonsville. Thankful for all of the opportunities we have. This is my 32nd year in the real estate business. I've sold over $1 billion in real estate, and I have the best real estate team out there. If you're getting ready to sell, it's time to give us a call and get an estimate of your home value. 1-800-900-9104. It's complimentary, no obligation. We'll come out, we'll tell you how much the home is worth, what to do to get ready, those kinds of things, and so much more. If you're interviewing, just make us one of those that you interview. Again, toll free, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Home buyers oftentimes look at we real estate agents as psychotherapists. I don't have a clinical degree, although Helen Flynn in my group, who's just a delightful, wonderful agent in our Virginia team, she would tell you that, and I would say from my experience, I oftentimes will be the diplomat between husband and wife. There was a couple whose home I sold on Seville Lane in McLean, right over near the CIA, and at the listing appointment, Mrs. and Mr. clearly were at a disconnect. He did not believe she was ready to make a decision to sell her house, and he started to make excuses for her decision not to sell while I'm sitting at the table with her. He's not quite talking in the third person, but, you know, he was almost. And at some point, she finally turned to him and said, I do. I'm ready. Let's do this. And he just, in shock, turned to her and said, you are? You really are? Like, he couldn't believe, because I guess this was a conversation. He was trying to get her ready for the move and finally she got to the point where she was ready. And in that conversation of trying to bring them both to making a decision, walking through the process of preparation, because one thing we do at our group is we give our clients the prescription that I call a prescription for how to prepare the house for sale, where we can make money. And in so doing, we took about 6 months to get the home ready, put it on the market, and sold it. And I think that for her, she just needed to know that there was somebody there that was kind of hold her hand through that process, get them through the hump, and wouldn't push them too fast. And I think that, you know, being somewhat German on his side, he was more about to the point. And, you know, that wasn't going to work in the situation. So me reading the way the couple was communicating, me reading the needs that she had and being so emotionally sensitive to how she was feeling through that process, I was able to bring both of them together, form a decision, and make the process work. And really, there's a survey out from Century 21 that confirms this, that the majority of homebuyers and sellers say that they often value and confide in their agents more than a therapist. So they know them better than their own neighbors oftentimes. And I actually have remained good friends with this couple. And Mike Meadler, who's the president and CEO of Century 21. And by the way, when I mention Century 21 like this, I always imagine brown coats. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they all still wear brown coats at Century 21. You know, the old orange coats that we used to see in the 1970s ads. Mike said, we're seeing a real disconnect within the real estate industry today where home buyers and sellers are extremely invested in the outcome of their transaction, yet they seem to be shortchanging themselves on the front end by rushing the vetting process to find the right agent. Finding somebody who can actually provide, and this is me speaking, the emotional intelligence to guide somebody through that process is a really great benefit for you as a home seller. If you're ready and you're thinking, hey, time has come, let's interview Stuart. We're going to talk to so-and-so, but let's also bring Stuart's group in, talk to them. Please do. That's what we do for a living. That's what I've done now 32 years, and that's really the business that I've perfected, 119 steps that we take our clients through to get them sold. Average list-to-sell ratio 100%, folks.
If you like car commercials, you'll love this.
Tax, licensing, and registration fees not included.
It's the best of car commercial disclaimers.
Year, make, and model, subject to dealer availability.
That's right. Every incomprehensibly fast, hidden clause, stipulation, modifier, condition, limitation, provision, prerequisite, and restriction are all here on this digitally remastered CD with phrases like...
You know, these guarantee ads that we all hear these days, which sounds so good, they're sweet sounding, but the reality is, they don't work. It's not, it just sounds too good to be true, and in fact, it is. So what it does is it causes somebody, I want to find out more about that, and then you get badgered the heck out of by these callers. Call, text, email. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know there's so much pressure in that. So anyway, be careful. You want to get the house sold, get it sold fast and for top dollar. Give us a call, toll free 800-990-1004. Well, hey, guess who's in studio? Stuart Rosenthal. Good morning, Stuart. What do you have in the Beacon newspaper for us?
Well, something to help people save a little bit of money on their gas. Some things are pretty obvious that you've probably heard before. Don't leave lots of junk in your trunk. You have 100 pounds of extra weight you're not really needing to carry with you. It's costing you about 3 cents a gallon for that extra weight. Combine your trips because the car uses more gas when it's cold. So you want to let it warm up and then do all the things at once rather than having it start and stop all day long.
Right.
That's not good for the environment either. It's more polluting that way. On the other hand, something I learned that I did not know, I thought, I was told years ago, leave the car idling because it takes so much gas to start it up again, you may as well just sit there and let it idle. Actually, that's not true anymore. After 7 to 10 seconds, you're using more gas idling than you would have starting it up again. So don't do too much.
Plus, it's not good for the environment.
That too also.
Right, yeah.
That's also true. Speed is an important thing, of course. As you speed up, the aerodynamic resistance increases significantly. So if you can drive at slower speeds, that's good. But if you're accelerating to get onto the highway, just do it and get it over with. It doesn't save you gas to accelerate slowly, and it can be dangerous.
Good words. The Beacon newspaper is a free newspaper found at over 1,500 locations in the metro area. You can pick up a free copy, or you can go online to thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
We'll be right back with more of the Eric Stewart Show. Senior Solutions section. Some retirees are feeling less secure about the tax rule changes since the SECURE Act was passed in late last year. I'll tell you about that right after this.